Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on prayer is unity, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger and disputing or quarreling or doubt in their mind. This morning, I want to speak on something I think is very fundamental to the efficacy of our prayers, yet oftentimes overlooked: the place of unity. Several times in the scripture, we hear the phrase, "and they all gathered in one accord," or "with one mind they prayed," things like that. In today's scripture, the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, instructs that people ought to pray without anger, disputing, quarreling, or doubt. My dear listeners, the fastest way the enemy uses to ensure that our prayers are not answered is by introducing strife into a gathering of believers. I have seen this happen over and over again. The Bible says, as believers, we are not to be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Strife is Satan's tried and trusted strategy to reduce the efficacy of the Christian prayer. Our minds cannot begin to fathom the power that is generated when believers gather in one mind. We must be careful about strife. When you suddenly begin to resent the person leading prayers, or you begin to find fault in what every other person is doing in a group, you may want to check yourself. Strife spreads. Deal with the things making you angry. Deal with differences effectively. Do not internalize issues and do not continue to stay in a place where strife is rife. Once as believers we are able to understand that Satan's goal is to cause strife in any gathering, we will not be caught unawares. We will be able to fight it or to flee in some situations. When, however, Christians gather, united in purpose, in strategy, with one mind and in one accord, the Bible says in Matthew 18:19, nothing they ask shall be withheld. There is so much power in unity. Pray regularly for your prayer groups and fellowship that the root of bitterness and strife will not sprout within you, and pray in unity. See what great things God will work through your prayers. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this word. Lord, this morning I stand in the gap for every genuine prayer and intercessory group. I come against the spirit of spite, envy, and disunity. We pray that the love of God will continually be shed abroad in our hearts, and that we will be able to pray effectively and with powerful results in this season. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com. or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.